So, what is the strangest date you've ever been on? Yeah? Yeah, Keith, you got something.
All right. So the strangest date I ever been on was a buddy of mine actually knew about it. It was his girlfriend I went on a date with.
And they were what?
And they he knew about it. Wow. It's a story I gotta tell.
All right, yeah, no, I'm right, so buddy, mostly ears.
A buddy of mine went on vacation with his family, and I went out to the movies, saw his girlfriend with another guy. Well, when he came back, I had told him about it, and she had wanted to go out to the movies with me because he didn't tell her that he was back. So he goes, all right, we're going to play this. So we go, he sits behind, and he's dressed in clothes that she never sees him in, has a hat on, and he normally doesn't wear hats. So, you know, she doesn't think it's him. We sit in front of him, and she's sitting there, she's getting all over me, you know, kissing my neck and all that. And next thing I know, he taps me on my shoulder to let me know, hey, we're going to let her know. Yeah. That was the strangest thing I've ever done.
So you tapped him on the shoulder.
He tapped me on the shoulder. Well, when she found out that, you know, we had planned it and everything, she was kind of pissed off.
Drink that.
I don't drink snops.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a good breakfast.
For you, anyways.
Oh, wow. Don't even need to cap it. Anyway, so that's... You must have felt little bit awkward.
Yeah, actually it was because I really wanted it to end right away, not like halfway through the movie.
So you wanted to finish the movie?
I wanted to watch the movie in peace.
Yeah, and you just wanted it, yeah.
And she was fucking with you.
No, her fucking with me didn't really bother me in the movie. It was the whole fact that, you know, I knew what was coming up, what we were going to be doing.
It was a good movie, is what you're saying.
I really don't remember the movie. We walked out. Well, when popcorn went flying and his soda went on her head.
Yeah. Ooh, ow.
I would have paid to see that shit.
Should have cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn box, sat all the way in the back, and not been bothered by anybody. Could have had a really good night then.
Okay, so the strangest date I've ever been on is an internet date.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, but not a bad date.
Was it a catfish?
No.
This coming from the guy that's been like 6-7 years since he's been late.
Yeah, well, you know what, Brian? you have a girlfriend.
I love you, Chris.
I don't.
But all right, so yeah. So Pepperidge Farm remembers what?
Pepperidge Farm remembers when the internet dates, like, they can be fun. Like, they don't have to be weird.
Was it over webcam or was it set by...
No, it was actually like a physical date.
Okay, so it was set up by a website.
Right.
Okay.
And, like, we had fun and we actually dated for a while. So, I mean, that happens. We actually dated, and it was like 6 months.
So that was the most...
The most awkward, like, first date ever is just like...
Oh, because you're meeting this person for the first time.
Yeah.
And so you got to make sure that they actually look like their picture.
Well, I mean, you're actually a woman. Like, first off,
there is that. I mean, and she was like, I gotta make sure this is actually a man.
Right.
You know.
So, yeah, so we actually just, like, met up, and it was like, okay, you're a woman, I'm a man, we both like sex, this is gonna happen.
So speaking of sex, man in the corner over there wants to know if you at least got laid on the first date.
No.
That was a long silence, sir.
I'm a gentleman. I don't speak about that.
So he waited for the second date.
Yeah, but there wasn't a second date, though. That's the problem.
He waited until they left the restaurant.
No, it was a movie theater, by the way.
Either way.
Yeah, so, again, I said it before, I'll say it again. Cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Does that actually work? Have you ever done that, and does that actually work?
No, because I don't take dates to the movie.
You don't want,
no,
you don't
because
want
Mick's smart thing? About dating.
No, I'm in for the Netflix and rape. I mean, chill.
What's that in your... Why do you have a rag? What are you pouring on it? Here, does this smell like chlorine?
Okay, Keith. Keith.
What?
What was your first date? Like, what was your best first date ever?
My best first date?
Well...
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys don't want to hear about my weirdest date?
No, I really don't.
Yeah, you kind of do though.
Actually, let's go.
Okay,
to his weirdest
okay.
Date.
You, hold on. Let's go to Meg.
You kind of do because see what happened was so I was in the Navy. I was stationed.
Who was he?
I was. I know it's good. It's good. And the tables have turned.
Yes.
So I met this gal.
Guy.
She was a gal.
You said you were in the Navy.
Yeah, I know that doesn't mean we're all gay.
Yeah, I mean, most of you are.
Only when we're out to sea, they're gay.
Yeah, well, it's never gay when you're underway. And. It's never queer when you're on the pier either.
Oh shit! Oh fuck!
Yeah, so apparently,
I'm literally done.
Apparently, it's never homosexual. And a lot of people say, Mick, you are on submarines, and yeah, you know, we know how it is. You know, 100 guys go down, 50 girls come up, and
no, I always, 100 guys to go down.
Yes,
that's
and,
for sure.
And 50 couples come up. Yeah, yeah.
No,
so,
100
so,
guys
just hang on, just hang on. So I always get mad when they say this, and it's fake mad. I'm foul mad. And I always look at them dead in the eye, like with this pissed off face, and like, that's not true, man. That's not true. Most of us were swingers.
You better hope none of your Navy buddies
are. So, they're all listening.
So,
and they all know.
So, with that being said, so I had never been on a ship
with
or
a guy before.
Never been on a ship or no, I was because I grew up going to Catholic school.
Okay, the I'm out at this point.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be quiet.
Yeah. Good. So I meet up with this gal. I'm out playing pool, and like I keep making eye contact with this gal. She's, I don't know, probably right around my age, maybe a couple of years older, petite little thing, brunette, glasses, nice looking. Looks like she's like clean, well put together, you know, like she takes care of herself, you know. So, you know me. I got no shame going up to anybody. You know, hey, how you doing? Hi, I'm so-and-so. I notice you're not wearing a wedding ring. Why aren't you married? You want to go on a date? Whatever. I don't know. It worked. I was shit-faced, but
so
it worked.
It wasn't weird for you. It was weird for her.
Yeah, it could have been, but she said yeah. So, like, well, let's go out. So, I get her number. I give her a call, and... She didn't want me to pick her up, which is understandable because, you know, I'm a sailor. She knew I was a sailor. And so we met up downtown in Charleston. And we met up at a place. And I sat down with her at this table. She, like, I walked in. She kind of, like, waved. We're talking. We're there for a little while. We have a couple drinks. And she really wants... another margarita. She waiter goes by. She's like, "Excuse me," and I try to get him. Nothing. She's wearing this fucking sundress. It's like August. Wearing the sundress, and fucking she can't get a hold of this waiter. Finally, she fucking pulls her hand up. She goes, "Excuse me, sir," and as she pulls her hand up, it's like a 70s bush in her fucking armpit. And like, I'm literally in the middle eating, a fucking jalapeno popper. Wow. And she does it, and I just drop it. My fucking jaw drops. She goes, "What?" I was like, "What do you mean, what? You got Don King in a headlock, or what the fuck? What the fuck?"
I mean,
look at him. He's turning. He's turning fucking beet red. This guy. This guy.
He
didn't
take the headphones off.
He's tapping out.
Oh
he's
my God.
He's tapping out. Oh yeah.
Good.
So.
Wow. I've seen Chris laugh hard, but I've never seen him laugh this fucking hard. And this is on camera, Chris.
Holy shit, dude! You got him fucking snorting.
I know. I know.
Oh.
I need a beer. I need a beer too. Beer. Somebody, beer me. Beer me.
The beer's next to you.
Oh, but there's more. See, it was weird because
no.
No. Chris, you're taking your spot.
Go for it.
I'm taking Chris's spot since he walked away. I got beer right here.
He's leaving.
I think he's done.
He tapped out
like three times already.
All right, so I have a new co-host for the remainder of the evening.
Well, at least till Chris comes back.
Yeah, he won't come back.
You don't think so?
The guy in the corner. you're now known as the guy in the corner.
So, yeah, the guy on the couch.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, hey, you know, you look good behind that microphone.
Really?
Yeah, from here it hides most of your face.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck you. I just, you know, after that story of me sitting over there and about losing my lunch, I hope Chris is okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
I hope so.
He's fine.
He probably went to bed. And
I hope he comes. Well, I hope he comes back with the thing, because the thing is what I think is going to bring the show together.
Hey, here's the best part. I have the board.
Well, yeah, you got that
board.
I
wasn't supposed to see this board.
Yeah, but, well, at least you can.
Sorry.
Okay, so now the next thing we got to talk about is Keith. Keith, you said something earlier about a blonde in a can.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so my story was...
Explain to me the blonde in the can.
Okay,
like, so... did you have sex with a blonde woman in the bathroom?
No.
Was it a blow-up doll that came in a like a coffee
well,
can?
Well, shut up, I'll tell you.
This
one's even better.
I'm speculating here.
This is good.
Okay, so whenever I'd go to Lincoln with my friends or go to the flea market with my friends, my grandfather would always tell me, hey, if you can...
Whoa, he's back! Shit, I got kicked the fuck out. You know, I was told I looked pretty good here. I really was.
Holy shit! He came back with thank you.
He come back fucking loaded.
He tapped out and he came back. He went on a
run. Oh, don't do that.
Shit, sorry. I forgot it's not like yours. You can't just hang him up there. He come back loaded.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
I'm just gonna come over here now that I know that Mike can hear me.
That's fine. Oh my God, I can't believe
that was perfect, Chris. That was perfect.
I've never seen Chris up and just walk away like that. Ever.
I've never seen him laugh like that.
Hey,
I have.
I'll tell you what. Just as a side note, when Jeff owned Southside, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know Jeff. He was okay.
I was a new face, and he was a complete prick to me. And I took it and took it and took it. And then one day, he said something to me, and I said something back, and he blushed.
It goes right there.
He blushed and called timeout on me.
Whoa.
And he said, I'm never fucking with you again, and
Jeff
he never did.
Timeout on you?
Yeah. And
he never called timeout on anybody.
And he said, I'm never fucking with you again. He said, timeout, you win. I'm never fucking with you again.
Wow.
Yep.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall that day.
I would love to remember what I said to him to make him blush.
Shit. Because you could never get that man to hardly smile unless it was something stupid.
No shit. Anyway, so...
Back to Keith,
back to your...
So whenever my friends and I would go out and, you know, go to public places like that, he'd always tell me, try and find me a blonde in a can. Or at least,
Chris, do you need to leave again?
No, but this is really funny.
You know the story?
Yes, I've heard the story. I've seen.
Okay, I have not. So please continue. So,
or he'd tell me find me a blonde that's not well used. So one time I get on a geek app, and for those who don't know, Wish has another app called Geek, which has basically a lot more electronics than the Wish shows. Well,
oh,
yeah.
What electronics are these?
Hold on. So I'm scrolling through there because I found some lights for my vehicle, and then I come across a pocket pussy.
Oh, so nice.
I'm like, I looked at my girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, I got a gag gift for Grandpa. Christmas?
Oh, yeah, Grandpa.
Christmas was coming.
It's not for me. It's for Grandpa.
At his age, it's probably more of a hold-up than a stick-up.
it was for my Grandpa. We all get together, and we're like, all right, Grandpa. I got you a gift. Whole family's there and everything, and he opens it up, pulls it out, and he goes, what the hell am I going to do with this? This is too small. Takes it, and he goes, here, let me show you. He takes the fucker, sticks out his middle finger, and starts going like this with it. Everyone blushes. I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn it! I can't even fucking make you blush! That's a fucking waste of money!
Did he
That's impressive.
What he did with it.
Hey, Keith. Oh. He is Grandpa, and you're a lot like him, but...
Yeah. That old man's got... That old
that's,
man
that's impressive. I'll tell you what, he probably saw more shit that would make you blush.
I guarantee.
And that's why he's not...
Oh, yeah.
You go to his bedroom and start digging around, I guarantee you'll find it.
I don't want to dig around.
All right, so we gotta know. We're gonna go around the table. give us a pickup line. Give us the worst / best pickup line you know.
All right, I want to start on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't think of any.
All right, so.
Oh, Lord.
A cousin of mine and a buddy of mine.
Okay. Hey, no!
Shut up. We do
live in Nebraska.
Shut up and listen.
So I was talking to my mom, and
my mom says I'm a good dresser.
Mama said. No.
My daddy says I'm the best French kisser ever.
Best part of your
life. Yeah, from a woman, that's okay.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
No, we're sitting there. We're at Valentino's in
Lincoln.
Hastings.
Oh wow, that's
and
a little bad.
We're sitting there and we see all these hot waitresses and we're talking with them and everything. And one of them pops off and goes, "You should go hit on." It's like, nah. So I'm staying out of it.
Yay!
No, stop that. Steve is no longer with us.
Well, my buddy Christian. You guys know his parents.
Yeah.
Yes, they live in his house.
Yeah. Well, he goes up to the waitresses and is like, hey, you come here often? A lot of them laugh.
I mean,
one of them looks at him and is like, yeah, I work here.
And the funny part.
She comes there often.
The funniest part. Yeah, he's gay.
The funniest part is this kid is gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Well, this was before he came out.
Yeah, but he was still gay then. It was just a funny,
Well,
after the fact.
Yeah, but, his...
Well, no, that is actually pretty clever, asking a waitress if she comes there often, because...
Right?
No, I'm just breathing heavy.
Do you masturbate at your work?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too. Don't you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm in a restaurant.
By yourself, though.
See, I stand in front of the door and do it.
What is wrong with me? Why are you asking me this?
It was funny, though. We just wanted to single you out.
The look on his face was priceless.
I know.
And it's caught on camera, which makes it even better.
Yeah, we don't.
Go on, Keith.
It's there. It's there. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to keep looking at it. It's there. It's there. Just pretend. Yeah. People will be watching you. Just pretend it's not there. Don't worry about it.
Go on, Keith.
That's the end of my story. That was the best and worst pickup line ever that I've seen somebody use, and it actually worked.
All right. So.
Oh, actually worked.
It actually worked.
Yeah. No.
Until they found out he was gay.
That wasn't a stipulation. Like, yeah. I have one that won't work.
It worked.
Ever.
It worked in a sense. It worked. All right. So we'll just stick all with right. that.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So I'm just gonna throw the pickup line out there. Damn, girl, are you a fire alarm? Because you're really loud and annoying. That's not even the best one I got. But go ahead. Brian, if you're going to do one, make sure you grab the mic.
Grab it and speak into it.
Yes, put your
I'm trying to think of one, honestly. Because
you don't have one?
I've never had to use one.
Oh.
His face is a pickup line.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's a pickup and drop.
It's a pickup line that says, "Don't do this."
All right, you can't. Yes. Okay.
Me.
You got to remember.
Yeah. Pick up Mick.
No, don't.
You have to remember, back when I was younger, I actually did look good. I had hair on my head. I didn't have the fuzzy face like I do now.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. What's wrong with that?
And I have a picture proof that I looked like Zach Morris.
Yes, you did.
I looked like Zach Morris. You did.
Actually, send me.
I did not have to have a pickup line because I had that Zach Morris.
Yeah, send me the picture and I'll if it's okay.
I will get another picture of it.
Yeah, send it to me and I'll put it in the video.
I'll get a picture of it and I'll send it to you tomorrow. But yeah, I didn't have to have a pickup line back in the day when I was a lot younger. Before the family genetics kicked in and my hair started falling out and my facial hair started growing.
Growing white like mine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I didn't start shaving my face until like my junior year in high school.
Yeah, same here.
So,
but I still have all my hair.
But my dad, like my
except
dad,
for your fiance, just shaved it off me today.
Yeah, I love her, but she's evil.
College.
What to put up
junior
a
year in college is when you anyway, start shaving.
All right, so no. Hey, wow. Give me a pickup line. The next
give
one.
Give me a pickup line. All right. Shit. Now that you're putting me on the spot, I can't think of one.
Okay, yeah, you think
I'll
of one.
I'll think of one. You think I'll, of one. I'll Google one for
Christopher,
you.
Christopher, no, don't Google one. Think of one. Chris, go.
Okay, I've been dying to use this one.
Oh,
but
yeah?
I'm a fucking coward, bring so it. I don't. I want to walk up to a woman and say,
"Hi.
Hi. My name is Chris, and I will be taking care of your sexual needs for the foreseeable future."
And that's when you hear,
"Bingo."
Yeah, no, I'm going to get slapped. But like 9 out of 10 times.
No, 10 out of 10 times you're going to get slapped.
No, but
9 out of 10 times he's going to get slapped.
It's going to happen
but
at one point.
It's not going to hurt so bad because he's got the fuzz.
Actually, Chris, here's a point of note. 999 no's and one yes.
Right.
Is still a yes.
Yeah, it's still a yes.
Yeah.
So at some
get
point.
Once out of every
at some
times.
Point. And that. I mean.
Once
yeah.
Out.
Yeah, that's.
Whatever
that that's one in a thousand.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance. All right.
Yeah.
Keith, you got one?
I have no pickup.
Okay,
line.
because I do. I do, and this is...
I mean, look at this face.
I'd rather not.
I don't even get a chance to even open my mouth.
No, I just...
No,
you get a chance to open your mouth. It's just a bad deal.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up in my mouth if I look at you again.
That was awful.
Here's another bad one. This is really bad. And I hope we don't lose anybody, but this is all in the sake of comedy.
Oh Lord!
Yeah.
Wow.
That scares me.
If I didn't lose them, you're going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, girl, are you a school? Because I want to shoot kids inside you.
Ow! Holy shit!
dum dum dum.
No, no, there's no dum dum dum.
No, no, that was dum dum dum, but
yes. Like, there's wow.
That's all you can say is wow.
Well,
holy,
you know.
Holy shit.
At this point, I'm just trying to make you feel.
Say holy shit?
Well, I made you leave the room earlier.
He's already made you leave the room.
Like,
he's
you threw your headset down and got up, and you're like, you tapped out. I'm just going for gold now.
All right.
Okay, you said you quit twice and walked out.
All right, on the third so time. I've got.
I mean, I can go worse.
I've got one that I can say.
All right.
That is not as bad as the one I said before.
Okay, when you say not as bad, what do you mean?
Don't ask.
It's not.
You want to ask?
Actually, just tell
me. You already did. Just say it.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Want to fuck?
Exactly.
No, I'm asking you. Oh shit, we're still on camera.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry.
Mind you, these guys are roommates.
You just have to knock.
Well,
on
we're
my
housemates.
Door.
We don't sleep in the same room most of the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what I do when he's asleep.
Yet.
So yeah. Okay, so
you had a couple of questions.
Yeah, I do. I do have a question. You were recently given a gift.
Yeah. I keep hearing about this gift.
Yeah.
And these guys don't know about the gift.
Yeah, they don't.
I think I'm going to move back over by Mick.
No. You're good where you're at. You're good where you're at.
All right, let's see it. Pull it out.
Yeah, pull it out.
Drop
that's
your drawers
why
and pull
he
it
had
out.
The drawer open.
Make sure we get it on camera. A plastic bag.
It looks like
you don't know what it is yet.
It looks like
no,
a
I know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
They don't
you
know
do.
What it is. Oh, wait, hang on. It's not
that's
used. It's not used, is
telling
it?
Telling me.
Have you used it?
No, it might be. Fuck, I don't know. All right. Oh, yeah.
It looks like a pocket pussy.
It is. What is it?
Is it a blonde?
Stop.
In a can?
Stop doing that. Stop.
Nah.
You're not a magician.
He's trying.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you make women disappear.
Hand jive?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Outstanding.
So it makes things a little slicker and a little smoother for you.
So
no, it's not. It's not. That's not. That's not lubricant. That is actually a.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. You put your thing. Yeah, bring
have
it
you
out.
Used it.
Yeah, show the camera.
No, have you? Oh, it's like a Fifi from jail.
Yeah. Don't break it. Don't break it. Just leave it.
No,
leave
I'm
it where
not
it.
Trying to break it.
I know, but you might succeed. Ah, there we go. There we go. Outstanding. Oh, on the outside, it is ribbed for
his
pleasure.
Oh, no, so you don't lose grip.
Right.
That makes sense.
It's a jelly jack-off.
Because the inside is
that's awesome.
way better.
And you know what pissed me off?
I'm not sticking my finger in that.
You don't stick your finger.
I'll stick my finger in it.
He's already used it.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll still stick my...
He said, yeah, you're still touching it? What the fuck is wrong with you?
But no.
No, he cleaned it.
It is. Yeah, no.
Did
I
she at least give you some cleaning solution for it?
No, I use soap and water.
Oh.
That's what you use.
So does it work pretty nice?
It's amazing.
Yeah, look at it. Look at that smile.
He's going to be using it tonight. You're going to hear him screaming by himself.
I got a headset downstairs, too. I listened to.
I'm pretty sure he's going to overdo that
headset.
It doesn't matter to me. Like,
yeah, the earphones on. He can't hear.
So you know
when he's got the headphones on.
So what pisses me off is.
I hope he has
over him with it.
She gave everybody a gift except for me. And I'm the only one who didn't get anything. So I'm going to have to use, like. I'll have to pull it out and turn it upside down and use the other side.
No, he's just going to have
to... Here you go.
He's just going to have to ask nicely.
You got to ask a little nicer.
No, that's
time.
Fine. I don't really know.
No, like, she's awesome.
She probably is awesome. I wouldn't know.
Well, but no, like...
Chris, did you give that a name?
Colleen.
Yeah.
He went and Googled traditional Irish names, and I was like, Siobhan. He goes, nope, Colleen, we're doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
But no, like, she was nice enough. She was like, you were.
It was our sexpert. Kayla, who gifted him this.
And she said, 12 speed. She said, and I quote, "You were doing laundry on your birthday, so I missed it. Happy birthday."
Yeah,
have a that container.
Have a,
honestly, if I would have known any better, I would
have a masturbator
that,
here.
I would have thought that was jelly at first. Just
it is.
The look of it.
It is.
No. I understand it's a jelly.
No, the peanut butter's in my room.
Remind me to never have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at this house.
Yeah.
Beer's questionable. I love you guys.
I was just thinking about the
not ramen. As much as he loves Colleen.
I was just thinking about the ramen.
The ramen?
Oh yeah.
That big massive box on the counter in the kitchen.
The big massive what?
Box.
The big massive box.
Jesus, what are you fucking 5? I mean, we're drunk. I get it, but not every word.
I just wanted
has to be sexually connotated.
Box.
Box.
Or you want him to say snatch?
You're not from Boston.
Yeah, grab. Okay. Yeah. Snatch means grab.
Hey, so I'm gonna snatch.
He's gonna put his dick in the grab, the fake grab. That I put my finger into.
Lord, I'm off camera on that one. About to spit my finger over Chris. Well, we know where Keith's staying tonight.
My room, hopefully.
Not mine.
Yeah, you got yourself a date.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Her name is
Colleen. I can give you a hand.
No.
And he can give you a job and put them together. And it's actually, if he has his hand around Colleen and he's doing it, he's not actually giving you a hand job.
Colleen is.
He's not.
He's playing with jelly.
He's just holding the. Yeah.
Okay, so at some point there might be people that like. You
ask
know,
questions.
Well.
No, they're.
You don't want to ask questions
no,
about this.
There may be at some point.
No, they
in
yeah,
my
they're
life,
they're like this is wow.
There may be at some point in my life.
I hope this gets rated our highest show because this is by far
someone,
the most fucking ridiculous
someone,
shit that we talked about.
Who likes me?
I mean, I was talking about somebody licking my butthole
to the right. Point and, where there may be sexual contact.
And
you guys are just fucking ruining
it. You started
it. You guys are ruining it.
Yeah, it was
it's
all our
all
fault.
Your fault. Yeah, that's right.
You got the hand you, job machine and we're ruining it.
It was a gift.
Did it
was a gift.
Use it.
That I wish I got.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's willing
it was
to
a gift.
Borrow it.
Yeah. No. No, it's fine. That's fine. Who knows me better than me?
Right.
Well, I told you how to get one.
Who knows my sexual gratification better than me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of like they say, a woman knows a woman.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chris, I gotta ask, why the hell did you keep looking at me when you were saying that?
He was admiring the shape of your skull.
No, it's...
Before his skull fucks it?
No, I was comparing you to the new asteroid that's gonna come by Earth on...
Tuesday.
October. No, it's not Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Today is Tuesday.
No, today is Tuesday, but that's not... No, there's an actual asteroid that's gonna come by Earth... And they're calling
you guys
it,
keep talking. I'm going to go pee, but you guys keep going.
They're calling it the Skull Comet.
Are you going that way?
The Skull Comet?
Yeah. Oh, you're not leaving us alone, are you?
Yes, he's
I'll be right back.
He's leaving us alone.
Well, shit.
I'm just the guy that bounces around from the chair.
So, all right, I got to ask this. You were asking me earlier about, like, a first date or something.
Mm-hmm. What was... Your well, I mean, we're on the topic of sex, but like, what is the weirdest first date you've ever had?
Weirdest first date?
Yeah.
It'd have been going back to her house, well, her parents' house, back when I was 17.
Okay.
And making out on her parents' bed. Actually, it was almost a year.
So, Brian.
What's up, buddy?
What was your weirdest first date?
Why is this chair sinking?
Because you're sitting in a mixed chair. Okay. What was your weirdest first date?
My weirdest first date, honestly, I've never been on a first date. I've never been on a date.
Oh, hey.
Now we hear you.
Can they hear me now?
You've never been on a first date?
No, I've never been on a date in general. Never in my life. I've never been on an actual date. I find them, I fuck them, we have fun together, we either keep hanging out and doing our thing, or, well, now I've got a woman, and yeah, it is, god damn it, Mick, this chair is fucking sinking.
A good woman. She is a good woman.
She is a good woman.
How the hell does your chubby ass keep this chair up? I sat down and it starts dropping. What the fuck?
Okay. So, why is it that I have all these weird stories about, like, crazy movies that weren't good. Like, how I lost my virginity. My first date with the woman I lost my virginity to. Like, none of them are good. Like, those movies sucked. Because those are movies! Like, seriously, Shallow Hal?
Okay, that kind of reminds me of just life in general. I mean,
no,
come on.
No, that was my virginity loss. Shallow Hal.
Really?
Yeah. Horrible
what
movie.
What kind of drugs were you on?
Is none.
The question. The fucking
none.
Chair is sinking.
We were
again.
Just bored
what
enough.
The hell?
We were just bored enough that I lost my virginity to the movie because it was just like, this is.
You're just like, oh, Billy.
No, it was like, this is a fucking dumbass movie.
So you decided to have sex, this? Right?
Let's just fuck.
Shallow Hal and chill.
So what you're saying, it's better than Netflix
Gwyneth,
and rape?
Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit and chill.
Yeah,
hey, that she's still sexy even in a fat suit.
She's still hot even though she's completely fucking insane.
But that's most one. I apologize, ladies. But
No. Stop right there. Stop right there.
What? I apologize?
Just shut up. Just leave it. Apologize.
I see you figured the chair.
I'm sorry. Finally. I brought this topic up.
Are you sure you're sorry?
Yeah, I really, really, really am.
I immediately regret this decision.
Now, everybody knows that I made a stupid decision.
So was that your weirdest first date?
No, that was like the third date.
Where's Mick's board? We're going to go to the next topic, if there is one.
All if right. You can read it.
Oh, I can read it. Bouillon cubes.
What the fuck, dude?
Bouillon cubes?
Question I know mark. This one.
Oh, what's the best practical joke you've ever played? Chris, come on. I'm pulling a Mick here. I'm being Mick now. He had to go pee.
Who was my last girlfriend?
Okay, your stone count again. No, what's the best practical joke you've ever pulled? This is coming from
Mick board. I'm going to have to think about this one.
Brian, you want to trade spaces and I'll tell you a good story while he thinks about something?
No.
So,
my friend was an RA in college. And we discovered that you can actually, in the dorms, you could actually unscrew the peephole.
The peephole?
From the outside?
I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah,
I remember
the inside?
No, you could unscrew the peephole
from the
outside.
You get
to
listen to this, Keith. This is good. Right? I remember this.
And so then we went to Hobby Lobby and bought a little bottle of glitter. And then we went to Best Buy and bought the can of air. And then we manufactured a tube to go from the bottle of air into the bowl specifically for, like, the people.
But we drill a hole in the bottle cooler, and so it was essentially like a bottle of air blew straight into the bottle of glitter, and then all of that went straight through into the tube that we inserted.
Quit fanning it, man.
Into the people. So we filled our friend's dorm room full of glitter from the outside.
Yeah, that's
surprising. She had no idea that was going to happen. Like she left for the day. Yeah, it was our friend Sherry. And she left for the day to go to classes because, you know, I mean, she was smart. She went to classes.
And she comes back and
poof. And we were not necessarily smart, and so
you just had fun.
We played pranks, and we blew a whole bottle of glitter, like almost this size. Hey, Nick, actually,
isn't it kind of nice being the guy off this size?
The size of a beer can.
It's weird not being over here, isn't it?
We blew that.
It is weird.
In through
nice being over there, so you can say
the apparatus we made. Like, we actually made an apparatus. It's like, put glitter in this person's room. And like, it went through a beer can.
I want to build a machine to kick his ass.
Yeah.
She was so upset.
All right, get out of my chair. I'm moving.
I bet she was.
But, right there. I gotta say, I mean, she was less upset at that.
Okay.
Then
I don't want to come out there.
When we...
Stop it, Mick. Don't touch me there. Sorry. You touched me not.
She was less upset about that than when we actually saran wrapped her to the middle of the...
wait. Her? Damn, you saran wrapped her?
Yeah.
Not the car or anything?
No, we saran wrapped her to... Like, there was an island in the middle of the lobby.
Wow.
That's what I just got told.
Yeah, so we saran wrapped her to a post.
Hey,
she was less upset about the...
Yo, keep talking. It's okay.
No, yeah, she was less upset about...
Hi, beautiful.
About the glitter than she was when we saran wrapped her to a post.
Well...
So, yeah. Take your pick.
I think we've outran our course. Cameras are telling us no more.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Smoky treat and beers until bedtime?
Well, maybe.
So,
damn, 11 o'clock already?
The one prank that I actually ever done.
Oh, the one.
The one.
You've only ever done one prank.
I've done two. I've actually only done two pranks in my life. First one was a senior prank. I helped out with
messing with... Did you put something in somebody's Ovaltine?
No.
Wait, did you put a...
Were you the laxative guy in the lemonade?
No.
Was it an outhouse in the middle of the intersection?
No.
That wasn't his class.
That's a good one.
No, that's that happened here class. In town.
What? When?
Oh, it was my brother's dad.
So your uncle.
So that was like 40 years ago.
Close enough. Yeah. But they literally in the middle of the intersection downtown with the stoplight.
Yeah.
They put an outhouse.
That's funny.
That's not nearly as funny as when they let the cow loose in the auditorium at the old middle school.
Oh, I would have paid to see that shit.
For the weekend.
For the weekend? Oh,
they let a cow loose in the auditorium at that time it was the high school.
Yeah.
But they let it loose in the high school auditorium on the stage for the weekend.
Wow. I bet you there's a hell of a shitty mess.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty mess is not.
Well,
that's on the low end of the spectrum there.
Yeah. But still funny.
So the two pranks that I did, one was the senior prank. We messed with the principal. We took his tires off his van and put them underneath it and lowered the jacks down.
That's harmless. That's harmless.
Yeah.
I mean, did you at least put like cinder blocks so it didn't fuck up the?
No.
Oh no, that's fucked up.
All you got to do is set them down on the rims. They're good. I did it with semis when I was doing mechanical work.
All right.
But the principal knew I had a jack, so you know he calls me into the office. I was a junior. You know, I shouldn't be helping out with the senior pranks. I got pulled by the seniors to help out.
You said,
no. Yeah, you're moving up to the bigs.
You're moving up.
Well, the one prank that I did that I actually...
I can't hear you.
Can I flush the toilet?
Yeah.
Did you poop?
Hi to you, too.
All she wants to know is, can I flush the toilet?
That was considerate.
The one prank that I did do that backfired was I went to go throw some hot water on a car, you know, try and get it to freeze over and everything. Well,
was it frozen?
No.
Like it was frozen outside?
It was starting to freeze.
Okay, so
as I went to go throw it on the car, my hand slipped, so I ended up throwing it at the car, splashed all over me.
Around frozen.
Yeah.
Oops.
The girl actually came out and hollered at me as I'm getting ready to go do that. So it kind of, you know, took my attention away, and I ended up throwing it at the car, not on the car.
Just when you didn't think your dick could get any smaller.
It did.
And yeah. It hasn't recovered back. Recovered from that.
All right, so... We're getting close to the end here, and so I'm gonna go through a couple of the.
I'm gonna use my third one here.
Pranks? No, dude, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go through a couple of the pranks that I was either a part of or initiated. So I had a roommate once, and there was a a war between, it was like a territory war, and he was always like, my, don't eat my this, don't eat my that, but he kept eating and using the shit that I bought, so I was like, all right.
Kept eating ramen.
All right, no, but he was like, I was like, all right, cool, you want to play that game? So I went to the store, I bought bouillon cubes, and we had two separate bathrooms, and I took a hammer and beat down a bunch of these bouillon cubes, unscrewed his shower head, and put these bouillon cubes in his shower head. I can't take full credit for it because I got the idea from the show Scrubs.
Right, but nice. Explain his reaction.
So the next day, he showed up like on time for work. Like he woke up to be on time for work. And he gets in the shower and he gets in there, he's soaping up, and like all of a sudden.
He's so smelly.
He's beef. It was beef. And I was asleep, and I remember waking up to this guy yelling. I'm not gonna say his name because we're still friends now. But I woke up to him screaming. He screamed, "Mac, what the fuck? Why do I smell like a French dip sandwich?" And then I just heard the bathroom door slam. His bedroom door slammed, and then, like, 2 minutes later, the fucking front door slammed, and that was it. And then I heard him, like, squeal the tires out of the parking lot of the apartment complex we were in.
Because he still had to be at work on time.
Yeah, he had to be at work.
He
had to be at work. I mean,
he went to work smelling like beef.
He went to work smelling like a fucking sandwich, and it was awesome.
And where were you guys working at this time?
I can't say because he still is working for the same company, and
do I know where you were?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Andy's really high up, so I have to respectfully decline to answer that question. The second thing.
But you showed up to work smelling like a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And still has his job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great.
Yeah, and
he was probably licking on him all day.
Yeah, I gotta ask him for some money because
did he smell like a French dip?
Yes, he smelled exactly like a French dip. He probably owes me for, you know, helping accelerate his, because his boss was really fat at the time, so that might have helped him get the raise. But I got to go to a wedding this Friday. I'm going out of town.
Oh yeah,
be safe, buddy.
And so the guy whose wedding I'm going to came up with this idea, and there was an RA, like you said earlier, which made me think of this.
Yeah.
This guy, his name was Steven, but he said my name is Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah. Rich cocksucker.
Oh, so like
Stefan or Stefan?
Stefan. Like Stephen, Stefan.
Instead of Steven.
Yeah. So he was an RA. He was we assumed he was a prick. He was an actual prick, you know. And I'm a prick because I want to be, but I'm actually a nice guy if you get to know me. I mean, you guys are here for a reason. But seriously. So this guy, he was an RA, so he was on a power trip, and it was fucked up because he was just like, I'm the RA, so, you know, fuck you. And so my roommate at the time, like I said, I'm going to his wedding, best friend for a long time, and he came up with this idea. And I'm so mad that I didn't come up with this myself. All right, so all the floors were linoleum. They were like this, like that linoleum, like tile. And there was a half an inch between the door, the bottom of the door and the ground. So he goes, all right, Mike, let's get fucked up. I said, all right, fine. Let's get some beer. We got some beer. Brought it back up to the dorm. And he had a bunch of red Solo cups. Oh, fuck. I fucking hate that song, but this was awesome.
I will sing it for you.
Don't. And what else did he get? Oh, styrofoam plates. So what he did was we put these styrofoam plates in the freezer, in the refrigerator in the room, had a freezer. So we put the styrofoam plates in the freezer, and he goes, all right, we're going to take a piss in the cup. We're gonna freeze. We're gonna freeze the piss. So, pee in these red Solo cups, and we open the freezer door, and then we pour the pee on
the plates.
Let it sit for a couple of hours, and then we get up. Nope, not frozen enough yet. Close it. We took those plates and we walked over to Stefan's door. And we put the plates on the floor. We had little they weren't little. We had two piss bucks that were the size of
piss pucks.
It was like an 8-inch pizza size. 2 8-inch piss pucks.
The way you say that though.
That we kicked.
Holy shit.
Underneath his door.
Here's the best part about this, Chris. Look at his facial features.
No, I know this story.
This is the first time I've heard this story.
It was fantastic.
His facial features and the reactions of his face tells me that he would do this to somebody again.
Oh, and
piss
I
puck.
Yes,
yeah,
I get
piss
it.
Puck. It was piss a piss puck. Yep.
But it's yellow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at that point, no, Chris. At that point of the night, it was not yellow. It was clear. I guarantee it was clear. But so the guy got up the next day, and he thought he got so fucked up that he didn't know where the bathroom was, because we had community bathrooms.
He thought he pissed himself.
He didn't think he pissed himself. He thought he got up and like got out of bed and pissed all over his own shit. That's what he thought. And it was glorious.
Oh, I bet.
Because he, to this day, has no idea, and we'll never know. We'll never know.
Part, he's probably going to listen to this one podcast.
Yeah.
And still not know.
I'm going to fucking kill these guys.
He was that stupid. He just, like, we can say, if I knew his last name, I would say it, and he'd probably still be like, well, that's not me. It must be the other Stefan whatever. You know, that's but, great.
Must be the other Stefan.
So the last thing I did was to a boss. When I worked for a mortgage company in Texas for a little while, and boss, and I liked him. I do. I keep in contact with him. But I froze a... he went on vacation, and he was...
I know this one.
He left me a key.
Oh, my fuck.
And so...
Stretch to the max.
So, yeah, don't...
Do this.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Anyway,
listen, don't do this. Like,
yeah. So he left me a key to the office, and what I did was I froze some a bottle of menthol Barbasol. I froze it. I left it in the freezer, and let it like freeze, like fucking freeze.
Freeze. Like,
yeah.
Deep freeze. Freeze.
Oh yeah, it was solid.
Wow.
And
wait.
You turn the motherfucker upside down. You can use a can opener and just completely open the bottom of it, and you have this frozen shaving cream cylinder. And I cleaned out. Are you going to be okay, Christopher?
No, he's going to walk away.
No, I'm not, because I know this.
You need to walk away. Sorry.
I cleaned out his entire desk and put everything, like I said, he left me the keys, and I cleaned everything out so nothing would be completely, like, he wouldn't lose any personal items, all of his work shit was going to be fine. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I knew there was going to be cleanup involved, and
yeah.
I decided I was going to, you know, proceed anyway. So, I took this cube and I cut it into three equal parts.
Chris, are you Jesus. Okay?
We don't have video of this.
I know. I wish we did.
He is red again.
No, he's beyond the stage of red.
He really is. This story.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're almost about to cut off your headphones.
Hey, let's move your hand. Let me see your face.
Just leave it as it is. Just leave it as it is. I'm gonna
I can feel the heat coming off his head.
I know.
Like, wow.
Yeah. So
hey Chris, good. Just to let you know, this picture that he just wow.
It is so good.
Oh, wow, dude. Hey. I mean it's kind of funny.
No, it's really fucking
He's lost it. Anyways.
Yeah, so...
Let's finish this story.
So at any rate, I got no storage left anyway. Anyway, so I cut into three equal parts, and I had moved everything out of the boss's drawers. His desk drawers.
Everything of importance.
His desk drawers. And I... put these three shaving cream pucks in. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. that's what I like about this setup here. It's,
I know, right?
It's pretty good.
It sounds good.
And, yeah, so it was over a weekend. I had... So he comes back, and he goes to open to look for a file, and he pulls the drawer open, and it's fucking shaving cream. I mean, just
boom,
like an explosion, not an explosion, but like it just
went out.
Yeah, kind of like when, somebody opens a beer and you go clink You know, your bottom of the bottle, his top of the bottle.
Exactly.
Yeah, just kind of like that. Times three, and it was your entire fucking desk workstation. That's
fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That really is.
So, I mean, damn, dude. You just...
Dude, his head, his face is more red than the Husker red.
I know.
And I love it.
I know.
And the Husker red is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's so
shut up,
good. Please. Like, that is sweet. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking pictures of you right now. Because I don't have enough... I don't have enough for like, video left.
Like, oh, now he's praying. What the
yeah,
hell?
I saw that.
He's like trying to pray. Like, this. Chris, are you ready for a cigarette?
Yeah. All right. So how about this? How about this? We're just gonna end the show because it's turning into a shit show. We're gonna.
My fault.
No,
I got something for you.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. That's right. Good. That's good.
When you mentioned.
Hey, like, Brian, put your shit back on. Keith's got something to say.
Oh, I just remembered this. I didn't take it as a being a practical joke or anything. When I worked construction, we had this annoying guy on our crew. I mean, he so fucking annoying. You'd do anything to get rid of him.
Okay.
So I told him one day. I go,
Is that why you're not on that construction crew anymore?
No,
probably.
Actually, no. I looked at him one day, and I told him to. Go down to the tool shed and go get the Skyhook.
Oh.
Don't get the sky blue one. Get the orange one. Well, why not the sky blue one? The orange one you can see better. He goes down and actually goes and asks for the Skyhook.
Wow.
I go...
Okay, so we actually told somebody to go get the board stretcher. We told this to a kid. We're like, yeah.
Mick, I think this is a good time to end, sir.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta go back.
It has went to shit. Love you guys. Thank you for letting me be on here.
Treasure. Oh my god. And dude, this dude looked for like 20 minutes. For the board stretcher.
And then
he came back and he was like, I couldn't find it.
Wow.
Hey, I love people like that.
Hey, Mick, next time I won't bring the schnapps.
No, the schnapps is fine. We just...
we won't be as funny.
Board stretchers!
How about the beam spreader?
Jesus. I think we've hit some funny topics tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I agree. So, my goal for every show from now until eternity is...
have fun and enjoy?
No, is to make Chris just fucking give
walk
up.
Walk out?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, be careful. You might bust a vein from laughing too much. I see it right there.
He does.
The video
he awesome. Does have the brain vein. Oh, no, yeah. I know. I'm yeah. going to... That will be fixed next week.
I will look and see if I have those cameras still, and if I do, I will bring them to you.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, hell, all I need to do is just get a tripod and...
You have a tripod. Your microphone's attached to it.
I'm talking about for a camera.
Oh, yeah.
A tripod and a memory card, and I can let you borrow my camera.
Fair enough.
Score. Just,
fair enough. All right. Well, with that being said, thank you for tuning in. Listen to this stupidity from Nonsense Inc. It's nonsense more than stupidity from Nonsense Inc. And no, just leave that where it is. Yeah, yeah.
Keep stroking it for him, though.
Chris, say goodbye. Chris, say goodbye.
Where the fuck did my board go?
Yeah, it's gone.
Do not yell.
All right, with that being said.
So, check us out on Tinder.
No! What the fuck is wrong with you?
I put
you guys on Tinder. I'm sorry.
My bad.
Tinder.
Twitter.
Wow, I thought Tinder was a date
Facebook.
Site. Fuck site.
iTunes. Instagram.
All the good shit, guys.
Does that say iHeart on there?
Yes,
it does. Yeah, iHeart Radio's there. Yeah. Stitcher, yeah. TuneIn. Yeah.
We're on all kinds of things.
Yeah. All right.
For your convenience.
Yes, for your convenience, man.
Spend their own money so everybody can.
Wow, you are.
He is
impressively.
He's impressively fucked up.
I'm just gonna really smile big.
Yeah, I can't tell. You have too much hair around your face.
Peace out, boys. Love
you. Later, guys.
You're a dick.
I know. All right.
Good night.
Jesus and I love you.